June 2007, Section 2, Question 25. Now, with this question, we're looking for what will help to resolve or explain the difference between the innovation in French painting and the amount of innovation in sculpture. So we want to explain the difference between the two. So as we're going through the passage, we're going to identify the discrepancy and then figure out what could explain it. It says, during the 19th century, the French Academy of Art was a major financial sponsor of painting and sculpture. So the Academy of Art sponsored painting and sculpture. Sponsorship by private individuals had decreased dramatically by this time. So there's a lot less sponsorship from private individuals. Because the Academy discouraged innovation in the arts, there was little innovation in 19th century French sculpture. So the Academy discouraged innovation, so we didn't have it in sculpture. Yet, 19th century French painting showed a remarkable degree of innovation. So, in this case, we kind of have the seeds for what might help to explain this. We know that the Academy discouraged innovation in the arts, and we know the Academy was a major financial sponsor of painting and sculpture in France. But what we have to explain is something about why the painting didn't show the same decline. We have reasons to think that it would, because it was also sponsored by the Academy, which was discouraging innovation. So there must be something other than the Academy that's leading to the innovation in French painting. So we'd look for something around that idea. So we look at answer choice A. In France in the 19th century, the French Academy gave more of its financial support to painting than it did to sculpture. Well, although at first glance you might say, well, that could help with innovation, if they're discouraging innovation, that doesn't really explain why we had more innovation in painting. B, the French Academy in the 19th century financially supported a greater number of sculptors than painters, but individual painters received more support on average than individual sculptors. Well, that was going well at the beginning, but then it kind of offset it at the end. That means that you really have essentially sixes in terms of the benefit or the influence from the Academy. So it doesn't really do much to explain why there was more innovation in art or in painting. Because stone was so much more expensive than canvas, far more unsponsored paintings were produced than were unsponsored sculptures in France during the 19th century. Now, this could help explain it because what it's saying is that in France, we were getting a lot more unsponsored, meaning not necessarily linked to the French Academy of Art, paintings than we did sculptures. And we know that the Academy of Art discouraged innovation, so it could be that that would explain why we would have more paintings that showed innovation than sculptures. And then D, so C is a good answer. D, very few of the artists in France in the 19th century who produced sculptures also produced paintings. That doesn't really do much for us saying that there's not overlap. We weren't assuming that there was, and so that doesn't really resolve anything. Then E, although the Academy was the primary sponsor of sculpture and painting, the total amount of financial support that French sculptors and painters received from sponsors declined during the 19th century. That doesn't explain the difference between the two groups. It doesn't differentiate at all, and so therefore answer choice C is our correct one. It's the one that differentiates between sculptors and painters in a way that would explain why you have more innovation in painting than you did in sculpture during the 19th century in France.